Monday, August 11th. When we left the amazing Brianna Dini, she was in the process of sawing her lovely volunteer in half. I scrambled to my feet and ran up to the stage. "Brianna, give me that saw now," I demanded. "Here, take it," she said smugly as she handed it over. "I'm already done with it." I took it from her, placed it safely back in Dad's toolbox in the garage, and returned to my seat. "Ta-da!" Brianna sang as she showed off the shoebox that had been sawed in half. "Now, watch as the amazing Brianna Dini uses her awesome magical powers to put this box and our lovely volunteer back together again." "Oh, really?" Now, this was a trick I was dying to see. Brianna slid the two halves of the box together, tapped them with her magic wand, and chanted, "Alakazoo! Alakazam! Unicorn boogers, green eggs, and ham!" Then she hit the box really hard with the powder puff thingy. Baby powder went everywhere, including, unfortunately, up my nose. I magically sneezed, like, 7 times in a row. "Ew! My tongue tastes like a baby," Brianna gagged as she fanned the powdery cloud away. After dusting off her face, Brianna plastered on a huge smile and took another bow. "Ladies and gentlemen, now our lovely volunteer is magically back in one piece. Ta-da! Please, let's all give this brave young lady a round of applause." The magician smiled. I clapped loudly as I shook my head in disbelief. OMG. The amazing Brianna Dini really was an amazing magician. "Are you okay in there?" Brianna asked her lovely volunteer as she cautiously lifted a corner of the lid and peeked inside. Suddenly, Brianna's eyes got as big as saucers. She gasped and slammed the lid back down. Bam! The entire audience was transfixed. It was so quiet in the room, you could hear a pin drop. Then, the amazing Brianna Dini slowly separated the box, stared at it, and muttered, "Oops." I could see Brianna was starting to squirm. "Nikki, my doll is still sawed in half," she whined loudly. "That's exactly why little kids should not play with tools," I scolded her. "But my magic was supposed to fix her." "Well, it didn't. So what do you have to say for yourself?" I asked, hoping she'd learned a lesson. That's when Brianna just shrugged her shoulders and smirked. "You got any super glue?" Okay, now I was really irritated. "Brianna, this show is over. Now clean up this powdery mess before Mom and Dad get home."
"But Nikki, I'm not done yet. I need to pick another lovely volunteer from the audience. The last one was, defective."
"Brianna, your magic is defective. You are not going to saw any more of your toys in half," I yelled.
"That's not fair," she screamed at me. "I need to practice my magic so I can earn my scouting badge and work for Princess Sugar Plum."
"Sorry, but you need to pick a new career. Now put away these toys and start cleaning up this mess. I need to go get the vacuum cleaner so I can vacuum Dad's tux and hide it in the back of his closet," I yelled at my bratty sister. Thank goodness I didn't agree to be Brianna's lovely volunteer, or I'd be in the hospital emergency room right now.
"Doctors, please help me. My sister did a magic trick on me, and now I'm in two pieces."
But that's not even the scary part. What if Brianna convinces her scout troop leader to be her lovely volunteer in one of her magic shows? Brianna will saw the poor woman in half and won't be able to put her back together again. After that little stunt, she'll totally fail all four of the very important badge requirements. Ability to perform magic, showmanship, interacts well with audience, and safely uses sharp cutting tools. My little sister will never earn that scouting badge in magic or land her dream job with Princess Sugarplum. I couldn't help but feel sorry for her. It looks like her situation is hopeless. Anyway, I just got some new social media updates. Time to snoop again. Here are my spy activity notes for today. Wow, Brandon is giving free drum lessons. Drummer Boy for You. Savage Summer. Teaching drum lessons. To little kids. So far, he has 4 students. It's awesome that Brandon is volunteering for this and Fuzzy Friends. He's kind, caring, and has a humongous heart. That's 3 reasons why he's my crush. Violet recently joined a para-dance sport team called Thrills on Wheels. Violet is my fave color. Savage Summer. Learning new dance routine. Very cool. She's practicing for a show at the mall and a competition in 2 weeks. It looks like Violet and Brandon are super busy in August, too. I think my espionage mission has been successfully completed. After several intense days of secretly spying on my friends, I have learned a slightly shocking yet indisputable fact. My Savage Summer Challenge was the worst idea ever. It's very possible that none of my bandmates will be available to make that trip to Paris. And it's all my fault.